question today has to do with the purpose of third density. As entities are graduated from the second density, where the way of being is the group mind, they come into third density with the opportunity of individuating, of developing an individualized consciousness that will be able to aid its own evolution by the choices that it makes, our free will choices. And we'd like Quo to give us some information about how this individuation then will lead into another kind of group mind, a social memory complex, and maybe a little bit of information about how the group mind of second density differs from the social memory complex that we're moving towards as a result of the individual choices that we make in the third density. So if Quo could give us kind of an overview of how this all works, of how the nature of the choice, the intention behind the choice, where does the metaphysical or magical personality come in here? We would appreciate anything you could tell us about how third density works. April 19th, 2004. April 18th, 2004.
We are those of the principle known to you as Kuo. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. We thank you for calling us to your group to talk about the function of the third density experience. And we are delighted to share our opinions upon this subject with the request beforehand to each of you to guard your powers of discrimination well. We would ask that each of you be responsible for that which you take in and that which you leave behind. We cannot possibly hit the mark on all of our remarks. Some of them are bound to be useless to each of you. We ask you not to take them in without considering carefully whether they resonate in your own process and whether they feel like something that you might have forgotten but knew all along. If it feels like that and resonates, then it is your truth for this particular point in your particular process. Otherwise, if perhaps there's no use whatsoever and would be best left behind. If you each will guard your free will and the processes by which you take in new concepts and make them your own, we will feel free to speak our mind. We thank each of you for allowing us this consideration. Often, the confederation channels that this group has long been associated with has called third density the density of choice. It is a vivid, intense, rather brief period in cosmic terms, during which an entity, as the question suggests, moves in consciousness from the consciousness of late second density life forms, such as your predecessor, the Great Ape, to the nascent life form of an entity with a fourth density body and fourth density lessons to learn. in between that second density experience of the animal kingdom and the vegetable and mineral worlds, and the experience of the density of love or understanding or compassion, lies the density of choice. That is the experience within which you are immersed at this time. It is undoubtedly an experience that has not been tranquil entirely, nor an experience in which the shape of the life seemed at all times to be appropriate and desirable. It is an experience of artifice and illusion. One could almost call it a day at the carnival. And yet it is a carnival whose every ride has a carefully designed purpose, and whose grounds are laid out in such a way as to provide an infinitely responsive feedback system to echo and intensify thoughts and desires that have more than a transitory value. It is an environment couched in forgetfulness. That is to say that a requirement for preparation to enter third density is the requirement to place in safekeeping the detailed memory of that metaphysical or time-space world from which you came in order to enter incarnation in third density, regardless of the density from which you came, whether it was from second density into third, or from a higher density looping back into third density for more work within that crucible. The preconditions of entering third density are alike. That direct knowledge, or as this instrument would say, gnosis, of the Creator and of the self as an integral part of the Creator must be placed aside. And the veil of forgetting must drop, so that each entity that comes into third density comes into it blind and without the possibility of sight in a very specific way. That being that, in terms of metaphysical as opposed to physical process, there is carefully structured an environment in which hints will constantly be given concerning the nature of that underlying ground of being which has been veiled over by the veil of forgetting, while keeping any sort of objective proof from muddying the waters of unknowing. There is a determined bias within the Creator concerning this particular third density towards keeping entities as much in the dark as possible concerning the way things really are underneath the appearance of things. It is a recipe that is designed to be confusing, frustrating, maddening, and displacing. It is felt as the harvest of many third density experiences that while more information and a more transparent third density is a more comfortable experience, in the end it is a more confusing, a less effective, and a less viable third density experience in terms of serving as the ambiance within which seeking souls are able consciously to affect an acceleration of their learning and evolution. The third density experience of this particular planet is extremely vivid. The consensus reality / illusion is extremely heavy, and it is correspondingly difficult to penetrate. This means that there is great potential for experiencing intense emotions and desires. It is the production of these things, the feelings, the biases, the various elements of a person's makeup, that the environment of third density is designed to bring into greater and greater relief, so that each seeking entity has complete free will to look at the experience of living in any way that is chosen. The Creator does not have to hope that something will occur, because the experience of all previous creations has been that evolution is inevitable. Change is inevitable. It may be change regressing towards the density left behind. It may be change progressing towards the density ahead. But it is impossible for entities to remain completely stable. They must create novelty. They must move. That is the restless and insatiable nature of consciousness itself. It shall, by the machinations of endless free will, always have that curiosity about what else there may be to learn that pulls the entity onward, whether the entity is considered in terms of the microcosm or the macrocosm. So each of you dwells now within a school that is carefully designed to give each entity its hard knocks on a regular basis. not in order to indicate the cruelty or the judgment of the creative principle, but to create a schooling atmosphere in which entities are self-schooled by their own hand, by their own mind, by their own perceived problems and solutions. Now let us look at this word choice. What happens in terms of how third density functions as each entity comes to choices. This is a true key word for this density. Choice is what is at the center of learning here. For upon the choice of polarity rests the work of the next few millennia, the next few million years, shall we say, from your point of view. What is the nature of choice? From the second density point of view, from the hive mind, shall we say, point of view, choice has a certain cast in nature, which may be understood best by saying that species of animals and of plants have a common pool of being. The spirits that create growth and life using the elements of the Creator that have been provided, such as seeds and sunlight, are able to dip into this pool of type or kind and create specimens of that kind. These entities are created with a kind of consciousness that has a great deal of information in it, which is copied from the pool as a whole rather than being taken from any individual within the species. Consequently, it may be assumed, unless an animal, for instance, has had a great deal to do with humans who have altered the second density programming for that animal, that an animal will act according to the actions of its species. While there are always rogues in any species that do not act according to the species, for the most part, one is dealing in an animal of second density with an entity that is making choices according to the choices programmed into its kind. When an entity graduates from second density to third, it becomes an entity which has not been taken out of a pool of consciousness, but rather must stand upon its own very shaky legs of individuality. It is still equipped with the second density information, but with the veil of forgetting over most of it. So in a way, it has lost a great deal of valuable ground. Things that were obvious to second density animals, because there was no conscious mentation in the genetic programming, become not at all obvious to an entity who is programmed heavily to towards conscious and individualized thought. In other words, a third density entity has built into it complete freedom of will. Now, when you gaze at an entity that has just entered third density, you are gazing at an entity who does not know what to do with free will. It does not know that it is free. It does not know that it was at one time pent in a cage of generic assumptions. And in fact, it may still be acting upon many of those assumptions, for they are part of the instinctual package that is dimly remembered, if not clearly recalled. When such a third density pioneer begins to make choices, they are likely to be made according to second density programming. In other words, a choice of action will generally be decided to protect the self and the tribe or the family, and to secure for that family the resources necessary for its survival. While this is simple and even elementary programming, at the same time, the tentacles of the instinct for survival being so many and so far-reaching, that simple programming may indeed control a large amount of the life decisions of an early third density entity. Slowly, usually, through a series of many incarnations, the third density entity begins to develop a core sense of self that returns with a bit more strength from incarnation to incarnation, so that there is not quite as much veil as there used to be. And at some point, there is the experience of awakening. That awakening is an awakening to the possibilities that are, as this instrument would say, according to the modern idiom, outside the box. Now, the box is simply the generic assumptions given in second density that have been accepted by the third density entity. Society, as this instrument knows it, and as each of you know it within your Western civilization, retains a great many of the characteristics of late second density structure. The family structure, the way society is organized into extended family systems and into those who ally for survival. Are structures which retain second density in their characteristics. However, as entities begin to awaken, they begin to see something very important for third density work. That awakening begins when the realization occurs that the choice is not either or. The choices are infinite. When the viewpoint begins to expand, when the mountain first disappears and then reappears, then that third density soul begins to see that it is not a matter of becoming better at making choices. It is a matter of becoming more able to see the full range of choices. To see that it is not, for instance, a choice between belief in a creative principle and belief in no creative principle. Rather, the choice is an infinite range of possibilities concerning the Godhead principle. There is the movement from a very firmly vectored angle of attack at things in making decisions to an increasingly loose, rounded, and multi-directional way of looking at the present moment. It has often been noted in the conversations with this group that so many things are interconnected and that information is available virtually in everything that you lay your eyes on. The question then becomes, what is that object, that word, that person, that catalyst actually attempting to tell you? And as the third density soul begins to grow in its maturity, it begins to realize the endless and infinite gradations of meaning that can be received when one peels away any present moment to see layer after layer after layer of insight suggested, hinted at, sparkling on the wind, glistening in the trees, just waiting for the connection of heart and attention. The choice, then, is not simply a choice in a certain situation, but even more so, a choice of attitude, a choice of how to be, how to stand, how to express one's essence in the most full and honest way. There is another key word that we would look at, and that is individuation. It was part of your query, and it is a very tricky concept from a metaphysical point of view. Many times this instrument has tried to respond in letters to questions from people concerning whether it is service to self or service to others, to take time for the self to learn, to study, and to begin to become deeply familiar with the self and to know the self in a non-transient manner. There is tremendous validity in this process of individuation, of researching and learning the self. And indeed, this process will go on as long as the individual retains flesh and blood around that particular personality shell. It is then a process that is never completed. It is not intended to be completed. It rather is one of the ways of learning to serve and to grow within the third density atmosphere. Until one has individuated, one cannot begin magical work. And yet, one is never fully individuated. So, logically speaking, one could never begin magical work. Yet there is, shall we say, a critical mass only that needs to be reached, and it is by no means a large percentage of the actual available will of an entity. It is a very powerful thing to become aware of one's own will, and using it even imperfectly and even incorrectly or without full knowledge, tremendous energies can be set in motion because of the use of it. So the magical process begins to take place as soon as an entity begins to ask of the Creator or of perceived guidance directly, who am I, why am I here, and what would you have me do? These kinds of queries are those that create a magical circumstance. Certainly, it is well to be as mature as one may be before asking such questions, and yet the glory of third density is that all are imperfect and yet all are asking those questions. Those are the questions that drive third density. Consequently, entities on the spiritual path are constantly asking for and getting much more information than they were prepared to deal with. Often they do not recognize that they are receiving that which they requested and feel that there is no sense to the experience. Yet, that too becomes perfectly acceptable. For no matter how the experiences that have been created by the questions are used, they in turn shall be that which will create the seeds that are sown for the next generation of learning. And those seeds will fall into good soil and have the possibility of growth, regardless of whether one road or another road is taken, regardless of the choices made, the result will be a net gain in understanding. So it is in some ways a hard ambiance in which to learn, and in other ways it is a very forgiving ambiance in that one cannot fail. One can become weary and rest, but one can always pick up the self when one feels again ready to enter the fray, and again ask, and again receive the information, and again work with that information. As the soul of third density begins to live consciously and make choices from a more aware standpoint as regards its own essence, the ability to do magical work increases. and entities begin to have an inkling of what it is like to be a part of a living organism that has more than one center of consciousness. Many times this is first encountered in the small groups connected with family. That lucky family that happens to have a spiritual connection and experiences a common dedication to that which is beyond them. This occurs often in musical families or in families of scholarship or healers such as medical doctors. These are the first nascent experiences of thinking as individuals and yet as one group working as one, unified for a goal, whether it is to make music, to solve a complicated medical problem, or to resolve a fascinating scientific question. It is seldom, however, found that entities are able to enter into the unity of fourth density while within third density bodies. And we note that this present group, in attempting to create a fourth density consciousness within its group, is indeed attempting that which is only marginally possible. Yet, at the same time, the attempt not only creates a greatly advantageous learning situation for those attempting such a thing, it also creates, as the one known as Vara has suggested, that place where fourth density qualities may dwell, survive, and thrive. These kinds of desires to create heaven on earth will hone and polish the honesty of each entity and will, if followed carefully, create a growing awareness of the fluidity and the flexibility of truth. The things that separate entities within third density are those things which are assumed. Some assumptions must be made in order to function. What assumptions entities have in common is very critical. The choices made by entities striving, as this group is striving, become more intense and more capable of making powerful changes in consciousness in the process of their being made because of the purity of the desire to stand in the light of love and be unified with the higher forces of love. This also creates an atmosphere in which the experiences which are garnered from the ambiance of such an atmosphere are very sharp and often painful. It is, as this instrument would say, a very fast track that enables one to lift up and bring the self into an atmosphere of change and learning and energizing of that learning by conscious dedication. It is that which tests the mettle and the determination of the seeker. Any time an entity attempts to do what this instrument would call light work, to better the planet and its people, to serve as a beacon and so forth, that choice brings into being a time of testing. And the more there is the desire to serve and to learn, the more the testing shall occur. It is a self-governing system that must operate as it does in order for free will to be preserved and in order for choices to be tested, refined, and evolved. For a choice tends to move to another choice, and so forth, so that it is a spiraling system that builds upon itself, each choice building upon the previous choice made, or working to correct a previous choice made. Again, this is always at the discretion of the individual. The late third density entity, then, the one who is ready for graduation, is an entity who knows itself well enough that it is ready to open itself completely to the offerings of all other entities with which it shall work. It has re-entered a group mind, but it is not the same as any other of that group mind. Rather, it is appreciated by the group for its flavors, no matter how harsh or pungent they may be. The group will use that uniqueness where it is needed, according to the genius of that group. It is very difficult for a third density entity to even believe in, much less experience, the power of the oversoul of a group. And yet, as soon as two entities make a true bond, there is a group soul. As soon as three entities are able to unify to a certain critical mass, there is a group spirit to the LNL research attendees that has grown over a period now of some 40 years. And it is a very real source of guidance to those within the group who call upon it. There are training wheels available for a nascent fourth density type construct. Potential at this time simply because this group has continued for a long period of time to attempt to unify itself more and more so that all within the group are attempting to serve together. There is a tremendous collaboration in service and in learning that comes into being as fourth density ways are taken over from third density. And at this time within your planet's experience, these possibilities for fourth density structures and interactions become more and more viable. As the one known as Bob Dylan said, the times are changing. The energy is changing. The vibration is changing. And fuller love is possible. What choices shall you make? What polarity do you wish to study? This is the great choice. And there is no issue too large or too small to contain grist for the mill and information that will be helpful in pursuing those choices. This instrument informs us that we have talked as long as we should upon one subject, and that it is time to open the meeting to further questions. And so we would at this time do so and ask if there is a question at this time.
Well, in the case where the messenger becomes more important than the message, what can the messenger do to correct the situation and bring the focus back to the message?
We are those of Quo, and we appreciate your query, my brother. It is a well-known phenomenon that often the face or the symbol of a very good thing may become mistaken for that quality. And indeed, there are times when the face must disappear. The technique of that disappearance is always at the choice of the entity who wishes to become less important. However, the underlying difficulty is that difficulty of the easy versus the difficult, the obvious versus the subtle, the simplistic versus the real. May we answer you further, my brother?
Are you aware of any specific techniques perhaps used by others in such a situation that could be helpful in understanding this?
We are those of Quo and are aware of your query, my brother. We are aware of many techniques. However, we find that this query runs very close to conscious work done by several of those present, and therefore we run up against the bounds of free will. It is not acceptable to teach, learn for another. May we answer you further, my brother?
That's it. Thank you.
Is there a further query at this time?
I have a question that I wanted to know for a long time. Is in our prayers for blessings and guidance for the deceased, is that a practice that is worthwhile.
We are, those of Kuo-en, are aware of your query, my brother. Prayer of any kind is a very good idea in that it places one in the heart and places one in conversation with the Godhead principle. Both of these are greatly desired orientations for spiritual seeking. We would say perhaps the most skillful way to discuss blessings with the infinite creator is to acknowledge them, for there are many blessings that abound even in the harshest circumstance. The attitude of thanksgiving and the claiming of great matters for which to be thankful are, as this instrument would say, a good idea. That attitude of affirming perfection as opposed to asking for blessings is the difference between knowing and being a needy child asking for help. In one situation, there is the claiming of the self as part of all that there is. In the other, there is a separation from the asker and the one who has been asked. However, in general terms, any time that there is a conversation with the Creator, it is a very positive and helpful resource upon which to draw. May we answer you further, my brother?
The general purpose of my question was more towards the deceased friends and loved ones. Does this apply in that area?
We are those of Kuo, and this is correct, my brother. Is there a further query?
Kuo, how, I'm going to try to word this as best I can, how does an entity in third density become qualified to serve as a higher agent, as a messenger of a message of service, which is intended to be for your best and highest interest, but which is given in what I would call a negative nature?
We are those of Kuo-en are not grasping your query, my brother. Could you ask it in another way?
I don't, reading your words in the highest, I feel that this path is to be about, I feel that its principles lie in opening the heart to another, in accepting another unconditionally, and learning how to love, as I believe that is the crux of this density. I believe an entity may be mistaken to feel themselves in a role in which they can administer a negative form of catalyst. So how does an entity, if an entity can indeed properly or do this in a balanced manner, how does an entity become so qualified? What in their being makes this a balanced and loving service?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my brother. The ways of teachers and students do not run so much upon qualification as upon the movement of essence. Entities move into those roles for which they have a feeling. The question of qualification is not one which can apply for, there is no system of qualification for spiritual work. It is truly a matter of each individual moving upon its own rhythms and upon its own track and attempting to serve as best as it may. Consequently, all are teachers and all are students, and all may indeed, in the process of expressing themselves, create negative catalyst for others. Yet it is not upon the basis of qualification that such actions could be justified. Indeed, the concept of balance is perhaps helpful rather than the concept of justification. May we answer you further, my brother?
Okay, working. I can ask, is a service intentionally offered, which is to me of a negative nature? I cannot ask if that is a right, proper, or justified balance, or I guess even qualified too, but is that balance, can an entity offer that service in third density in a balanced form? Can an entity indeed act on your highest and best, given catalyst of a negative nature, and do that in a balanced manner?
We use the term of the one known as Vara and say unknown captain. For indeed, you ask a question that we cannot answer. It moves us past the boundaries of free will, and we apologize, but cannot go further than we have. Is there another question, my brother?
Not on that particular topic, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. Is there a final query at this time?
If you're able to answer without infringing my free will, are you able to offer any suggestions on how I may be able to better learn from the experiences of intolerance and impatience that I've had, particularly over the last week or so?
We are those of Quo and are aware of your query, my brother. The lessons of patience and tolerance are lessons that are slow, my brother. And we encourage, therefore, that feeling that you have for water to come forth and for you to picture within yourself the slow, slow movement of the breaking up of the ice of judgment and narrowness. Do not force the ice to melt, for it is spring, my brother, and the ice will melt. Rather, allow that process to take place even though it feels as if it were breaking you apart. For truly, it is that your nature must change from crystallized water to liquid water, and from orthogonal angles to the spherical of the flowing water in which all things are able to rub along comfortably and make room for each other. Whereas the crystallized nature of the ice is such that it must have a certain structure in order to exist in that form at all. You are experiencing, when you ask yourself to relax into non-judgment and patience, to move from that frozen condition to the liquid condition in which you do not have control, such as you would feel that you had when you had that right angle structure of the ice and its crystalline nature. It is not that you change from a crystalline nature. Water also is a crystal, yet it is able to radiate in a different way and is able to accept different structures in an enhanced way without disturbing its own nature. Let me answer you further, my brother.
No, thank you, bro. That's very helpful.
We thank you, my brother, and we thank each of those who has attended this group this day. We thank you for putting aside this time and for putting aside the daily grind and the concerns that have been on your hearts, simply to empty the self and to come into that place where questions are asked and it is hoped that resources have been added to your arsenal. We leave each of you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai. Adonai.